Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Follow host Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sarah Maine, creator of Conscious Confidence, a timeless wisdom. And today is a very special day because I'm going to actually talk about energizing. And energizing is the final part of the six-part FUSE program, or F-U-S-E, FUSE program. And that's the central part of my book, which is launching in January, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And for the last few shows, I've been doing one show per part of the six-part FUSE program. So I did one on core values, then positive attitude, then focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing, F-U-S-E. That's where the FUSE part of FUSE program comes from, focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. And today we're up to the E, which is energizing, which is very exciting. And we'll pull the whole thing together and you'll get a sense of the FUSE program, the Conscious Confidence FUSE program. And so we're going to start by just doing a quick recap of the other five shows so that you get a lead up to where energizing fits in. And I always like to see energizing as light the fuse for conscious confidence. And then you can rocket your way to conscious confidence. So to start with, we're going to look at core values. And this is a recap. Remember, core values are absolutely at the center of our being, of who we are. They are an expression, an integral part, an expression of who we are. And the wisdom traditions consider the values as like mighty energies. They're not just nice thoughts. They're mighty energies. That's why they have such power. And the way to get back to what your core values are is to ask yourself to stop, connect with yourself, and ask yourself the big questions. And that can take some bravery. And being brave, bravery is, and courage is a value, is one of these mighty energies, in fact. So ask yourself, who am I? Where am I going with my life? Does my life have purpose? Are you lacking a direction in, you know, am I lacking a direction in my life? Where do I make compromises? Am I aware? What are the underlying reasons for these compromises that I'm making? Who am I? What are my strengths? What are my great talents? Just stop, take a moment, come back to yourself, come back to your fundamental presence, be in the present moment. And just stop and give yourself the space to ask these questions. And it's not even the answers that are the important thing. You don't ask the questions in order to have an answer. Stopping and asking the question opens up the space for something new to come in. And when something new comes in, that is literally changing our life. We talk about change your life. But when we actually allow something new to come in, some new possibility, and we actually consider something new and something greater and something more refined, because refinement is a good thing, then, because refinement is sifting the coarser things from the finer things, and the finer things are more potent and more powerful. The more we do this, we actually allow something new to come in. And in that moment, when we're thinking something new, that is changing our life. We're not thinking the same things. Therefore, we won't be feeling the same things and we won't be acting in the same way. So stopping and asking these big questions and getting back to what's really important in our life is the start of connecting with our core values and who we are. And the wisdom traditions, in considering them as mighty powers, have great respect and honor. And that's one of the meanings in Sanskrit for value, is the root of something and that which we honor. It's two different aspects to it. So do we honor kindness? Do we value kindness? Do we value love? Do we value generosity? Do we value respect? I was considering this morning, and my two older brothers, they both demonstrate a real characteristic or value that my mother, our mother had, which was of kindness. And my brothers have carried that on from our mother, of being incredibly kind to people. It doesn't mean they let people walk all over them, but they're always kind, they're always respectful, they're always courteous. And I have never, ever seen them be rude to anyone. No matter how frustrated they get, they're always courteous and they do well as a result. So consider that. What are these great values and energies that you have in your heart? Because this is the place to start. This is the foundation. This is the root of conscious confidence. Then we move on to attitude. And in Sanskrit, the wisdom traditions or Sanskrit consider attitude as has threefold aspect, which is sthiti, bhava, and vritti, which is your point of view, your stance or your point of view, how you view the world. Bhava, your motivation or your intention. And vritti is your conduct. So your stance or point of view, your motivation or conduct, your motivation or intent, and your conduct. So now that means that the wisdom traditions in Sanskrit consider attitude very important and actually encompasses a whole 360 degree view of stance or point of view, your intention or motivation, and your conduct. It takes in the whole package. It's not just the way we normally think of attitude, which is like a mental concept that's disconnected from our heart and from our behavior. So that is a very powerful way and very full way of considering attitude. And the important thing here is, do we choose a positive attitude? Because with attitude, we have an absolute free will choice at every moment what our attitude will be and what our attitude is. No one else can determine our attitude, only us. And that means we have an absolute choice. So what are we choosing? Are we choosing a positive attitude or a negative attitude? Because it is as polarized as that. There's not an in-between nothing attitude. It's either positive or it's negative. So let's be intentional and choose a positive attitude. Because again, that will transform your life. It will transform your point of view, your intention and motivation, and your conduct. And then from attitude, in the FUSE program, we go on to the first part of the fourfold energy of conscious confidence, which is focusing. That's the F in FUSE. And focusing means paying attention. And an aspect of conscious confidence and of being confident is a firmness of belief, a dridha pratyaya. And that requires focusing. And that wonderful quote from Julius Caesar, Veni, Vidi, Vici, I came, I saw, I conquered. That is absolute focus in action. And Buddha said, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. So we're focused on is who we are, is the and we live the result of that. So focusing is the power of giving attention, and that is required in developing confidence, true confidence, conscious confidence. So focusing is the first part. The second part is uniting. Uniting is bringing together, is finding the common underlying unifying factor in all the diversity that makes up the wonderful, interesting variety of our life. So say when we see apples and oranges, we see apples and oranges, but does our mind also appreciate underneath the unifying factor that they are fruit? Man, woman, humanity, maybe mother, father, child, family. So these are simple things where the underlying unifying principle is what we need to train our mind to appreciate all the time and let go of any diversity, or division that will create divisions within ourselves and separation. Because to be truly confident, to have conscious confidence, we need to be integrated within ourselves and not have that division separating us. So from uniting, then we move on to simplifying. And I mentioned in uniting, we need to let go of that which is unnecessary. And that's what simplifying is about. In being confident, truly confident, we need to let go of that which is unnecessary, that which doesn't serve us anymore. So we have focusing, uniting, and simplifying. And now we can move on to energizing. And in simplifying, I always like to think of keep it simple, sweetheart, keep the KISS principle. So we only need that which is essential. And so from there, we can bring it all together in energizing. And energizing is living each day with enthusiasm, creativity, and vitality. It's taking dynamic, creative action. It's the final part of the FUSE program. It's the fourth part of the fourfold energy of conscious confidence, focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. And clear thought and effective action is natural. It's the fruit of the six-part conscious confidence FUSE program. It means doing what's necessary, being able to act freely and simply and directly and effectively. And there's questions like, why don't we get onto things? Why don't you get onto things? What gets in the way? What saps the energy? Is there a fear of failure? What are the barriers to taking effective action? Is it fear? What is there confusion in the way? Is it doubt? Is perfectionism a barrier to taking effective action? If I can't win, then I won't play. Does that get in the way of taking effective action? Is it just plain idleness? Is it you just can't get off the couch and do something? So after the break, we're going to now consider this. We're talking about energizing, taking effective, creative, dynamic action that's purposeful and right in the flow, giving expression to who we are, the fullness of who we are with conscious confidence. So we'll be back after a break and we're going to talk more about being energized and taking effective action. And we'll address some of these barriers that get in the way. So we're after clear thought and effective action. And that's the E, the energizing part of conscious confidence in the FUSE FUSE program. So we'll be back after a break and we're going to talk energizing. See you then.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio with Sarah Main. And today we're talking about energizing, which is the fourth part or the final part of the Conscious Confidence FUSE Views program. And this is a six-part program. Although I talk about the fourfold energy of conscious confidence, it stands with two other parts, making six parts. And that's the FUSE program: core values, positive attitude, focusing, uniting, simplifying, and now we're up to energizing. And I've been doing a show on each of these parts, and I'm excited because we're actually up to the final part, energizing. And people say, what do you mean by energizing? Well, that's very simple. Energizing is living each day with enthusiasm, creativity, and vitality. It's taking dynamic, creative action. It's the final part of the FUSE program. And it shows itself very simply in our day-to-day life of clear thought and effective action. Imagine that, clear thought and effective action. It's not just dashing around doing stuff. It's clear thought and effective action. So the clear thought part comes from actually getting clear on your core values, choosing a positive attitude, focusing your attention, being united and integrated and present, letting go of that which is unnecessary and doesn't serve you anymore and that is not essential, and staying with that which is essential. So keeping it simple in simplifying. And then you have the clear thought to take effective action, which is the energizing. And taking action is a natural thing for a human being. It is a natural expression. So if we find ourselves unable to act, it just means the situation, your mind and your heart, isn't clear, it isn't integrated. And that's not a judgment, that's just simply good information you need to know, so that then you can clear the situation up, clean it up, and then you will naturally, the energy will rise naturally to take effective action. And in my coaching practice, I do executive coaching, I always know when a client is in the right place to move forward, because they can't wait to take the next step. They're clear on what they need to do, and they just, it's natural. The energy is there, and in a human being, we're just hardwired to then go into action effectively, not just run around doing stuff. But if a client is still sitting there saying to me, oh, I'm just, you know, well, I think I'll be able to do it. I know we haven't cleared the situation up enough. I know we haven't got the clarity on the point. Because as soon as the energy rises and they know exactly what they want to do and they want to take the action, then I know we're off and running, they're off and running, and no problem at all. It's actually a friend of ours who was staying with us. She commented to my husband before she left, she said, you know, the thing I've noticed about you two is that you get onto things. You guys really get onto things straight away. You act immediately or as soon as possible. You don't leave things in an in tray to be done later. And my husband and I, like, we just laughed because we don't think of it like that. But that's years of practice of making sure our thinking is clear and precise. And then we find the action is the natural result, and we do find it easy to take effective action straight away. And that was a very lovely observation that she made, but that's an example of energizing. Another example that's from my book, actually, which is here, I'll talk about it later. There was a young woman I met, and she was telling me about a school outdoors program that she was in. And they had to do this big hike, and she was with four other teammates. I think they were all young women, and they were trekking, and it was cold and wet, and it was a long trek. It was meant to be demanding, a part of an outdoor program, especially for city kids, to learn resilience and team skills and leadership skills and so on. And she noticed that as everyone got tired and cold, and a bit wet, and they started complaining. And they whinged, and they just complained about how tired they were and how wet their clothes were, and they were hungry. And they had to keep going, and they had a fair distance to travel. And they just got into this negative state of mind and all their speech was negative. And then it turned into complaints about people, and then it turned into complaints about them, each other. And they started fighting amongst each other and complaining about stuff that they, the gripes that they had from when they were quite young. In fact, so they were dredging up the past, and this was draining all their energy, and they were getting more and more tired. And this young woman noticed this, and she said, I knew there was no point in judging them for it. She could see the situation. She just kept encouraging them to keep going. They kept sort of bickering and fighting. She encouraged them to keep going. They finally reached their camp place for the night. That was the designated camp place. They sat, these other women sat down and just continued to fight, you know, and were complaining, and they were tired. They had no energy. This young woman lit a fire, got the tent up, started getting some food together. And once these young women had something to eat, got warm, changed their clothes, they were able to change their state of mind. And then they started seeing what had happened, and they started getting some perspective on what had happened. And they were very grateful to their friend who showed some leadership, who showed incredible leadership and just kept going, could see the situation was non-judgmental and actually was able to resolve the whole situation. That was an example of conscious confidence, in that her values were in place. She just chose an attitude that was helpful, that was positive. She focused her attention. She didn't judge and create division amongst them. She could see the problem, but knew they were still all friends, knew they had to work as a team. She didn't worry about anything that was unnecessary. She simplified and she took effective action, and the situation was resolved. So that was a fantastic example of energizing, and of the whole Conscious Confidence Youth Program. And energizing is the glorious culmination of the FUSE program. So that's a great example, and it's in the book. I was so impressed when I heard it, and I thought, I've got to use that, and I've remembered it, and I was very happy to put it in the book. So we need to ask ourselves, why don't we get onto things? What's getting in the way? Because energizing is creative, powerful, focused, effective action. In other words, we're in a flow. It comes as a flow when all the other elements of the FUSE program, including the values, the attitude, and the alignment, are all in line. They're in a flow. And alignment of body, mind, heart, and spirit is natural. And I think that's something that we miss. We think that this is some special occasion thing, that we've got to be in some special state. But this is actually the natural state, the normal state. And the fact that we don't feel like this a lot of the time, that we do feel idle or lethargic, or we're confused, or we're fearful, we're full of doubt. These are clouds that get in the way of our natural state. And all the wisdom traditions keep affirming, confirming, reminding, restating that we are universal, limitless beings. And clear thought and effective action is just a natural way of being. It's like a car that's tuned up and working well. It gets us where we want to go. It doesn't cough and splutter and blow smoke out the back and stall at the lights, and the brakes don't work very well. And when we turn the steering wheel, it kind of doesn't really go in the direction we want. If we had a car like that, we'd get rid of it. We wouldn't put up with it. Well, our instrument, our magnificent body, mind, heart, and spirit is designed to be a perfect instrument. And if it's not working effectively, then we need to see what's getting in the way. Does the physical need some attention? Does the physical need some good nourishment, some good exercise, and some proper rest? Does the mind need attention? Does the mind need good nourishment, good exercise, and good rest? Does the heart need nourishment, exercise, and rest? And does the spirit need nourishment, exercise, and rest? Because all four bodies that make up of a whole person need nourishment, exercise, and rest, just like the physical. And when we get the right nourishment and rest in the right measure, then the body naturally works like a car works, in a beautiful, effective, energized way, and does its job. And that's when we feel right in the flow and on point with what we want to do. And that's what energizing is about. So if we practice a program like the Conscious Confidence Fuse program, if we practice that, it will help us to clean the situation up within ourselves, get ourselves into alignment, and then we are naturally full of energy, vitality, and creativity, and we can give full attention and full expression to all the wonderful talents and strengths that we have to offer. And that's how we enrich our lives, enrich the lives for ourselves and for our family, our friends, and everyone within our society. And that's how we make real change, is by working on ourselves. That change then flows out. It's a ripple effect, because whether we like it or not, our energy, our state of energy, is echoing out in a ripple effect every moment of the day, whether we're aware of it or not. So attending to our state is first and foremost in being able to be energized to take clear, effective action and give full expression to the magnificence of our own being. So we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about how we practice energizing and practicing the whole Fuse program, which will result in energized, creative, effective action. And that is the glorious culmination of all of this. And that is conscious confidence in practice. And just remember that young woman on the camp. How many times have we been pressed and found it hard to keep going? Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. I'll see you soon.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death, from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind, that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio with Sarah Main. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, A Timeless Wisdom. And today we're talking about energizing, like the fuse, the F-U-S-E, fuse to conscious confidence. And we've been talking about taking effective, purposeful action which comes from clear thought. So clear thought leads to effective action. And that is energizing. It's taking dynamic, creative action every day. Excuse me. And when we get to a situation where we're unclear what to do and we find there are barriers to taking effective action, that's useful information. That just indicates that we need to sort of clear the situation up. It doesn't mean we need to stop and sit in a heap and not do anything, but we do need to stop and see what's getting in the way, you know, and ask ourselves things like, why don't I get onto things? What's getting in the way? What's sapping my energy? Why can't I move? Why do I just rush around finding other things to do rather than getting onto the one thing I know I need to do or the one thing I really want to do? So we're talking about getting onto things and what gets in the way, the barriers that get in the way. And if you're finding that you, and if you know you're not getting onto taking creative, dynamic, purposeful action every day and living with vitality, then you just need to ask yourself, what's getting in the way? What's sapping my energy? Is it perfectionism? Perfectionism is another big barrier to taking action. We often let the perfect drive out the good. And sometimes just taking action is sufficient, just doing, moving the needle to what's good enough is the way to get started. Sometimes, I suffer from this myself, so I'm acutely aware of it. I've been told I'm a Virgo. My birthday's in September, so that apparently, you know, leads me down this route, excuse me, of being a perfectionist is, you know, if it's not absolutely perfect, then I won't do anything. I just freeze. Often, and I certainly met this when I was teaching children, this sense in a child that if I can't win, I won't play, and to get them over that line so that they will engage and start and get used to making mistakes and understand that the learning process is all about making mistakes until you actually master something. There are so many different curious and perplexing barriers to taking effective action, but the main thing is to get started, just to take action. And that doesn't mean running around just doing stuff. It means taking action towards what you want to achieve. And you need to be clear on what you want to achieve. Goal setting is a good thing. I talk about that in my book. It's an effective way of getting our attention focused to a point where we can then take effective action. Why take effective action? Because it's natural to a human being to do that. It's an expression of our conscious confidence, of our self-assurance, of our self-reliance, of our resilience, that we will take action and meet whatever challenge there is. And that's how life is fulfilling. And that's how we make change in our lives, for ourselves, and in the society that we move. So we've been addressing some of these, that there are barriers, and considering what these barriers might be. And then the promise is that if we do take clear thought and effective action, that these barriers will dissolve over time, some of them straight away, and over time we will meet others. And if we meet these barriers with courage and with resolve and with resilience, knowing that we have all the resources we need within ourselves, or that we can find them and call on them if we need them, if we have that sort of confidence and resolve and belief, then you will be able to take purposeful action every day. And remember, this friend of ours who lives in the US, and I'm in Australia, and she stayed with us, and she just commented to my husband that she said, you know, I've noticed something about you two. You just kind of get onto things, you guys. You don't put things off. You don't delay. You just say, right, this is what needs to be done. And then you act either then, straight away, or at the nearest first opportunity. And she just remarked on that. She said, sometimes I find that hard. And I think, look, there are times where we have to sort of say, right, you know, we can feel a barrier to getting onto something, and we have to sort of get ourselves clear on what the barrier might be, particularly if it's something technological, you know, and you've got to stop and learn how to do something on a computer or something when you're not naturally inclined that way. We find sometimes there's a mental barrier to that. But once we actually get onto it, we sometimes sit together and do it, or we find a friend who can help. We can usually get onto these things and they clear quite quickly. But the important thing is the decision and the resolve. And it's that clarity of thought, that clear thought, then you can take effective action. So that's an important element in energizing, is knowing that clear thought and effective action is natural. It is an expression of conscious confidence, and it is the final part of bringing together our focused attention, our integrated, united, whole person, our simplified thinking that is clear because we've let go of what's unnecessary. So that's F-U-S, and then the E is taking action. And as I said before in the previous segments of the show, if you don't feel that you're ready to take creative action, purposeful action and creative action, that just means something is still in the way, and that's fine. It just means further work is required to clear the situation up. And it's natural for a human being to want to act. So I'm going to hold this up in front of the camera. The whole Conscious Confidence Fuse program, there are some lovely focus questions that can help you in terms of getting clarity. And when it comes to energizing, ask yourself questions like, do I feel inspired, creative, and joyful each day? Another question you can ask yourself is, do I feel enthusiastic and ready to take dynamic action each day? Am I having fun and experiencing delight? And do I inspire others? And these focus questions are very helpful in terms of highlighting what might be in the way. Rather than sitting there navel gazing, ask yourself a strong question like that and see, those questions will bring up something that's in the way, and then you can address it and let it go and clear the way. It's like sweeping the floor or wiping down a countertop in the kitchen. It just clears it up. And in taking action, goal setting is really helpful. And I talk about SMART goals, and some of you may have come across that, S-M-A-R-T. If you set a goal, run it through a SMART analysis. And SMART means, is it specific? Is it measurable? Is it achievable? Is it realistic? And is it time-bound? And those elements will help you clarify what you're working towards. So if there's something you want to do, something you want to achieve, address this with, is it specific? Is it a specific goal rather than just something generalized? Is it achievable? Is it realistic, time-bound, and Those elements are very helpful in clarifying a goal, especially if you haven't done a lot of goal setting before. In the early days, SMART is a very handy way of clarifying your goal, and then you can just take effective action once you've set your goal and clarified it, and then you can work out the steps to start taking. And it's just one step at a time. You don't get from A to B without just taking one step at a time. Don't think you're going to jump from A to B in one go. It takes steps, and that's an element in conscious confidence and in giving full expression in energizing, is being able to take one step at a time. And to do that, we can get clear on any of the barriers that stop us to doing that, and we can just take one step at a time. And that often I find, as a perfectionist, as a recovering perfectionist, is one way of overcoming perfectionism. I ask myself, what is the next best thing I need to do? What is the next best step I need to take? And then that overrides any perfectionism of what has to be perfect. It's just the next thing, and it's the next best thing. And when you say best, it helps to sift out all the options. And usually there's just one thing, and I do that. And then once I do that, the next step comes. And in the Sanskrit wisdom traditions, there's a beautiful statement, padam padam pratipadam arhati iti pratipadikam, which says, step by step, at each step, stands waiting that which is needed for that step. So the knowledge, the energy, the vitality, the creativity is in the moment with that step. It won't come before it's needed, but when it's needed, it's there. So you need to be present because the knowledge, everything is there, and then you can take the step. And then the next step, everything's needed for that step. Then the next step, everything's needed for that step. And if you live your life like that, it's amazing what you can create. And I'm living proof of that because I wrote a book, and I honestly didn't think I would ever write a book, but I was given the opportunity, and hey presto, here's a book 2 years later. So we're going to take a break and we'll come back, and I'm going to wrap up the whole Fuse program and talk about some exciting things that are coming. And I'm going to leave you with a beautiful piece of Sanskrit, which I always do at the end of each show. And you'll be excited to hear some of the wonderful things that are happening in January 2020 with my book coming out and the audio book coming out and various things. So we'll take a break and we'll be back soon.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is in an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio with Sarah Main. And today we've been talking about energizing, and we're lighting the fuse, the F-U-S-E, for conscious confidence. And we've been talking about what gets in the way of effective action. We've also been talking about living each day with enthusiasm, creativity, and vitality. And we've been talking about clear thought and effective action. And right now in this part of the show, we're going to talk about lighting the fuse, the F-U-S-E, to conscious confidence. And remember, the conscious confidence program starts with core values, that which is the most important and the most powerful within ourselves, giving expression to those, positive attitude, choosing a positive attitude, because we have absolute control, absolute free will about our attitude, and attitude is so important. It is the lens through which we act and see the world. So choosing a positive one is essential. And then focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence. Focusing our attention, uniting, bringing together any division within ourselves so we are integrated and whole and present, and seeing this unifying factor in everything that we do, so we enjoy difference, but we appreciate the underlying unity in every situation, because it is there, and the wisdom traditions state that constantly. Simplifying, letting go of that which is not essential and staying with that which is essential. Simplifying things. The KISS principle, keep it simple, sweetheart. And then energizing, F-U-S-E, energizing, clear thought, effective action, taking dynamic, creative action. That is the six-part conscious confidence fuse program. Core values, positive attitude, focusing, uniting, simplifying, energizing. And taking effective action is very much a step-by-step process. And a simple analogy is like lampposts along a road at night in the dark. If you're walking along a long road at night and it's dark and you don't know where you're going, but you have the faith to head in one direction, you have one lamppost, and that lamppost sets up enough light for us to take then the next step to the next lamppost, and then the next lamppost, and then the next lamppost. Get that image in your mind. There's always enough light to walk to the next lamppost, and then the next lamppost. You don't need to see to the very end. You just know the direction in which you're traveling, and then the lampposts provide the light to get to the next step and the next step and the next step. And that's an analogy for us walking towards our goals or acting towards our goals. And with conscious confidence is that at each point, at each lamppost, shall we say, all the knowledge and the energy and the love and the light is all there in that moment to take the next step. And then we take that step. And then like another lamppost, all the knowledge, the love, the light, the energy, everything we need is there for the next step, and then the next step. And that may be people helping you, some knowledge you need, some expertise, some encouragement. Just when you feel you're lacking your will and you're losing your nerve to keep going, someone will say, "You're doing a fantastic job. I love that." And the universe always sends us encouragement just when we need it, if we're on our path. I've always found that. So you can trust that completely. So think of the analogy of the lampposts. That is how we achieve our goals. We get clear on our goal. We know what we want. You can run it through an SMART, SMART analysis, which is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. And then take effective action. Take that next best step. What is my next best step? And at each point, if there's a barrier to action, you ask yourself, what is this barrier to action? What am I feeling? Why am I finding it hard to get into action to take the next best step? And if you start doing that, you'll suddenly find within days, weeks, months, and certainly after years, you just have this self-assurance, this conscious confidence. And it's come by being really rooted within yourself, in your values of what's important, your attitude, choosing a good, strong, positive attitude, and then focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. And all of this is supported by the beautiful wisdom traditions, which have been speaking about all this truth forever. It's a timeless wisdom. It's not even ancient. It's timeless. And it's there for all mankind, for all humanity to connect with, so that they can connect with their true potential, their true power. We are limitless beings. We are magnificent limitless beings. And we can give expression to that every single day, every moment of our day. So our life is full of meaning and purpose and passion and love and fulfillment. And that is how we change our life for ourselves, for our family, and for our communities and society. It's one step at a time, but it's one step in the present at a time. And it's understanding our whole magnificent being, that we do have a body, a physical body, a mental body, an emotional body, and a spiritual body, and they all form a whole person. And these bodies need, just like our physical body, they need appropriate, measured nourishment, food, exercise, movement, and rest. Nourishment, exercise, and rest. Each part of ourselves needs that. Our mind needs that, our heart needs that, and our spirit needs that. And if we have that in alignment, then we are so dynamic and so powerful, because this is who we really are. So that is the bringing together of the FUSE program, the Conscious Confidence FUSE program. And the exciting thing is that my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, is out in January 2020. And it's available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions website. In Australia, it's available on booktopia.com.au, and it's also available on IndieBound. So the book's available, readily available in hard copy, paper copy, and in ebook versions. It's also available as an audio book, and all of those things are available to you if you want to read the whole book. There's stories in it, there's practices, there's analogies, there's all what the Sanskrit says. So there's lots and lots of things. It's a real manual for how to lift your self-assurance, connect with yourself, and live a full and magnificent life. I've also got a website. If you go to my website, consciousconfidence.com, that's consciousconfidence.com, you can link through and purchase the book there. There's also tons of information there about what I do, who I am, my background, and working with me, if you'd like to connect with me and work with me. There's also links. There's a radio podcast link there, and you can link up to other podcasts I've done and listen to all the 6 shows of the FUSE program and all sorts of other shows, all related to conscious confidence and Sanskrit, writing the book, and I've interviewed people. So there's lots and lots of podcasts to listen to. I've also got articles in various magazines at the moment. There's one on, excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? And it's talking about the surprising relevance of Sanskrit for today. And that's been in several magazines, but it's in the Eden magazine for November 2019. And then there's another one, what Sanskrit says about the secret, the special magic in a smile. And that's in the December 19 magazine. But there's quite a number of publications that are running various articles. I have a blog, and you can connect to that on my website. And if you also go to my website, there's some free videos, and you can also find me on social media, on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. Follow me there, get in touch, ask questions, find out about Sanskrit, find out about connecting with timeless wisdom. So before we finish the show, I usually like to finish with some beautiful Sanskrit so you actually hear it. And today I'm going to sing to you the Gayatri Mantra, which is the most ancient, beautiful, profound prayer. And it goes like this. Om Bhur Bhuva Suvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thanks for being with me, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmain.com.